There was a reminder today that extremist groups are still enraged over the U.S.-led military campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. Police in Australia say they've arrested four men who were planning to carry out a suicide attack on a military base. The group is said to have been inspired by a Somali Islamist group with links to Al-Qaeda. One of the suspects has been charged with terrorist-related offenses. All four are thought to be of Somali and Lebanese descent. David Tanner is an editor at The Australian, based in Sydney. That's a newspaper that broke the story. And David, who are the men who are now under arrest, and what were they trying to do exactly?
There are five men of Somali and Lebanese descent who are in custody. Four of them were arrested in the raids that took place very early this morning, Australian time. The fifth man was already in jail awaiting trial on an unrelated court case, an assault. They had allegedly hatched a plot to attack a very large army base in Sydney in a suicide attack. The plan was allegedly to take out as many soldiers at the base as they possibly could in the name of jihad.
And how close were they to carrying out this attack?
Well, police have said today that they believed that the attack was likely imminent, which is what prompted them to launch raids on 19 houses in Melbourne and I believe one in Sydney, which led to the arrests very early this morning, our time. They felt that while on one hand they probably would have liked to have continued to gather evidence against the men that they've arrested, they felt that the likelihood of an attack probably outweighed the risks, and they proceeded at about 4:30 this morning.
How do authorities know this attack was imminent?
There's been a lot of monitoring of telephone calls, of SMSs over the past 7 months. According to police documents tendered in court today, about 3 weeks ago, police became particularly concerned when a Somali Australian returned to the country from Somalia. They feared that while he was over there, he had secretly obtained a fatwa from a sheikh or a cleric over in his homeland that had given this group religious blessing to carry out a terrorist attack in Australia. So that's really what prompted them to push ahead with the raids that they've gone through with today.
And David, is there any sense what the likely motive would have been? I mean, is it somehow linked to Australia's involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan?
It's possible. The group has been linked to a terrorist group in Somalia called Al-Shabaab, and that group is linked to Al-Qaeda. And of course, whenever you start talking about Al-Qaeda, anything targeting the countries that have been involved in Iraq and Afghanistan becomes a possible motive.
How significant and new is this for Australia? Did Australians wake up today kind of shocked by this news?
It was a complete surprise. We have had one series of terror raids several years ago when a large number of men were arrested and they went on trial last year. But we have never had a terrorist attack on Australian soil. The closest we've come was the attacks on Bali in 2002 and 2004, I think it was. There were 88 Australians killed in the first attack.
So do you think this is going to somehow reshape the country's attitude toward immigrants from Arab countries?
The government today has been very quick to point out that it would be wrong to start sort of targeting Muslims or to target the Somali community, that these are allegedly extremists. So in that sense, I don't think it is. Australia is a very multicultural society. We have a lot of people from all sorts of countries living here and many, many Muslims. So I don't believe it's going to have a huge effect in that sense.
Well, David, we'll leave it there. David Tanner is an editor at The Australian, based in Sydney. Thanks very much for your time, David.
You're welcome.